Ugly is rising. Retain your good in this new environment. If you give it enough time, the ugly in people will feel safe and it will come out to show itself. I spent some time this morning looking at the British royals and their soul correction. Why them? They are highly visible. And as such, I can check some of the earlier analyses of dominant behaviors and urges of different soul corrections. And the royal's date of birth is available publicly. Ultimately, soul corrections are tendencies. There are thousands of ways to be evil. All those ways where you allow a tendency to win out. The evil inclination. According to Kabbalah, the only evil there is to desire to receive for the self alone. The desire to receive is the life force. The life-sustaining energy. What you'll use it for is your free choice. You can hoard it, or you can allow it to nurture you and flow through you. By the way, desire and want don't mean the same thing. So when I look at a soul correction, I see what matters, i.e. I see the evil inclination. The future of the only intelligent species in the universe depends on how well humans advance in their soul correction. That is the big picture view. So far this is going in the opposite direction. So when someone says, I am willing to go the other way, I know they won't. They may have an event, an incident, when they are generous, or loving, or God forbid willing to work. But it is an outlier. And they know it. The language gives it away. What's the opposite of I am willing? A commitment. A commitment comes from the core of your being, from the self. I am willing is a lie, a handful of dust thrown in your eyes, so you can't see. Everybody wants the good life. But to deserve the good life, you need to commit to something. Not necessarily the good life. In fact, I recommend that you follow the Anacharsana principle to see what to commit to. The Anacharsana principle tells you to commit to get rid of, commit against many kinds of attitudes and behaviors. Commit against. In my preferred language, this sound like this. I am unwilling to put up with and then say the behavior or attitude. For my soul correction. For my soul correction, condescension is the biggest issue. So I commit to do away with it. I am unwilling to put up with being condescending any longer. Another issue of my soul correction is wanting to be something, special, superior, revered, whatever. So I declare. I am unwilling to be special anymore. Yesterday I sent the anchor-pulling comments to a client. He didn't like it. He didn't agree. My soul correction would not take that lightly. Instead of trying to change his mind, I looked if he was right and if I jumped into conclusions. And maybe I had. And maybe he won't ever trust me anymore. Painful, but if you can't take the consequences, then you shouldn't be in business. I told myself, and now we shall see what he will do. So what could be the purpose of this article, other than blah blah blah? Lol. Well, two things, maybe. One is a Charlie Munger quote. To get what you want, you have to deserve what you want. The world is not yet a crazy enough place to reward a whole bunch of undeserving people. So how do you deserve what you want? And the answer to that question is twofold. One is the big picture answer. In the big picture. In the big picture, you deserve what you want by effectively curtailing, effectively reining in the evil inclination. Laziness, superiority, wanting to avoid. Wanting pretty much anything. Laziness is really wanting to get without doing. Wanting to be comfortable and still getting. Superiority is wanting to be above the fray, wanting to be above. Above the other, above the work, above everything. So we could safely say that all evil inclinations can be expressed as a wanting. And all wanting can be illustrated with a fish with a hook in its mouth being pulled. So the big picture shows the hooks. The wanting. And deserving in the big picture only concerns itself with that. Anything else, cheerfulness, helpfulness, niceness, smartness, even hard work won't count in the big picture. In the small picture. In the small picture, in the picture of the world, extrinsic values rule. That small picture doesn't care about soul correction, or what you commit to not be. Here is an illustration of how I go about performing my soul correction. I am reading a novel written by a dude who used to be my beloved marketing teacher. The book is spewing venom, hate. It's vile. So far no counterpoint either. No protagonist you can root for. I am reading it. I allow its ugliness to roll off me, just like water from the duck's back. The hook would be as to want to be upset because how dare he? I am good, I am better. To be intolerant, to refuse reading it out of hand, to spew hate back at it. And if I want to be honest, it is obvious to me. It is a real pull. But I am unwilling to obey that pull. It is a tug of war between the pull and me. I make sure I am winning. the self. It is not a war between good and evil, by the way. It is a tug of war between the hook and my commitment to detach. I am sure tons of other students have downloaded the book and hate it. No one has left a review yet, although the book has been out for almost a month. I got it 11 days ago. Most books I read get at least 10 reviews their first day out. Having the ability to be untouchable and untouched by evil is the result of my commitment. If you look in the world, it is probably non-existent. When someone is up in arms, and spews hate to fight hate, they were touched. And if you look, that is what is happening in the world. En masse. So I refuse to be touched. It is probably the hardest skill to master. But it's worth it. Because the less involved you are in anything, the more you can maintain your autonomy, the further you can be in living a life of joy, fulfillment, and self-love. So, I had a workshop a few years ago that didn't go well. I was teaching people to step back, so they don't get pulled into the fray. The workshop was called Detached. Why detached? Because another word for your wants that anchor you to your doom is attachment. You are attached to being superior, or good, or noticed, or being right, or whatever your want is. But, unfortunately, I didn't see that back in the day. I didn't see what exactly people are attached to. I thought it's their self-concern, self-image. So then I didn't see the want as the culprit. Yet. But today I do. And if you listen to the workshop through that, through knowing what your wants are, you can practice stepping back, and not obeying that want. Get Detached Workshop. Activation included. And you know if you need it or not. Don't just buy it because I am selling it. Please. Also, if you don't know what your wants are, the wants that keep you in your doom, you may need to ask for the pulling of your anchor to doom. I'll look. But please remember, you won't like it. You won't agree necessarily with what I see. So if you have a tendency to not like what I see, please spare yourself. You won't like it. You won't necessarily recognize yourself in what I see. I go deep, deep, deep. I go beyond where you have ever looked.